Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live at WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. So I'm sitting here with my man, Sean. On this show, it's Frelick.
Yes.
We use the proper pronunciation. No, that is the proper one, according to you.
According to me and according to the lineage of the American Frelicks.
Yeah, but we're talking about, I mean, the Frelicks that I know are in Germany.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm related to any of them. Maybe I should hit them up.
You should. They're the
talk
Frelicks.
A little after the show.
Well, during the show, I call you Frelick normally, and it's Frelick or whatever. But anyway, you are here, and you're famous from the feed.
Very famous, yeah. So it's really a pleasure to be in the co-hosting seat for the first time. I hope we're a happy couple.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. You know, here's the thing. I got the mute button, which I found out on a different show someone else can control, and they can shut it off anytime they want. So
okay.
you're our guest host for today's segment. We're going to be joined very, very briefly or very, very shortly here with Darpan Munjal, who is the founder of Squad Help. You're here now.
Scott, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we kind of get into what Squad Help is and talk more about that, I want to check in with Sean on what's going on in the feed and what's some tech updates that we need to know about.
Okay. I'm Sean Frelick, host of TechNori's The Feed, where I dish top tech news with a bonus slice of weird. So through the lips and over the gums, here the news comes. You like seafood because Chicago just landed a big fish. Outcome Health, formerly known as Context Media, just hired a former Facebook executive. Blake Shanley helped expand Facebook starting in 2007 and has now joined Outcome Health to lead emerging commercial opportunities. Shanley was Facebook's first employee in the UK. He expanded Facebook's global reach from London when Facebook only had a couple hundred employees. Those were the days. Shanley says he was inspired when he met Outcome Health co-founders Rishi Shah and Shraddha Agarwal and wants to help them create better health services. Outcome Health currently creates tablet software that patients can use at the doctor's office to better engage with their providers, and I hope doctors don't stop giving me cherry suckers. Let's move on to the second course, rats. No, you don't want to eat rats, you goof, but if you're a startup, that means you're in the rat race to catch some venture capital. Here's the good news, bad news for the first quarter of 2017. PitchBook NVCA Venture Monitor reported that venture capital in Chicago jumped up $30 million to $246 million. On the flip side, this money went to fewer companies. 39 deals were made in the first quarter of 2017 versus the 49 that were made at the end of 2016. The NVCA says that the venture market appears to be, quote, coming down to earth, and the outlook for 2017 looks good. So get your knee pads ready, startup people. It's time to start begging. Now on to the national news front. Jeff Bezos, the affable owner of Amazon, is selling off $1 billion in stock so that he can help finance the race to space. Bezos showed off his reusable rocket booster and a mock-up for a pod that could take people on a quick ride to see Earth. The takeoff would feel like three times the force of gravity, and riders can unbuckle and do somersaults once in space. However, there is no timetable for when these passenger space rides will be available, since the current goal is to make space travel more affordable for developers to design new tech. Finally, our TechNori shout-out goes to Songfinch. For $200, Songfinch will write you a song from scratch. The company was founded by people with decades in the industry. So got a major live celebration coming up. Fill the songwriters in on some of the pertinent info, and they'll materialize that big day into music. Also, they created a new hype song about Scott Catoon. And if they can write a song about Scott, then the sky's the limit. I imagine you're still hungry for more me. So find me on WGN Radio and TechNori.com Monday night to see my face. But alas, the screen will forever block me from your touch.
Sean, that's fantastic. And I have to plug away. Here's a little bit of the song that we're talking about from Songfinch. Pretty awesome. They wrote this song in like 7 days. Absolutely the coolest thing. Michael Stark, thank you so much for doing that. I really do appreciate it. So you're getting shout-outs left and right. And I'm sorry to everyone who's going to have to listen to that song because I'm going to play it everywhere.
Did you give him any info based on lyrics?
No, he did it off our friend. Like, it's our friendship. Like, yeah. He sent it to some lyricists that they have work for them, a couple rappers. I believe it's Name Tag Alexander, I think was the name of this rapper. And he basically just told him kind of the story that he knew from me when we were working together on a couple different things. So, yeah, you know, he just – honestly, I answered very few questions. He had very little to ask, and he pretty much nailed it. I mean, the idea that – I told him – I used to work out to Mike Tyson's ring entrance songs by Tupac and Biggie. Mm-hmm. And so that was like my thing. And I would get into this little zone and whatever. And so with that, that's all he had was to know that I want like a hype song. And oh, so
cool. It's fair to say that the song was influenced by Tupac and Biggie.
I don't know if it was influenced. It actually sounds a little bit newer than like Tupac stuff. Yeah. It was definitely influenced by the sort of hype. You know, this is going to offend people. I hope it doesn't. I don't mean it to, but it's sort of like that pimp walk. Mm-hmm. Like I always would walk, and you want to have that little bit of a slide and that pimp king going on, and that's what this was.
It's so. Like, yeah, the WWE walkout
yes,
song.
That's me. So now we have it for every one of our shows. So anyway, I've had you stick around here as our guest host. As I did before we introduced Darpen, and we're going to bring you back in now. Make sure you cozy up to the mic there a little bit.
Sure.
And we're going to learn about Squad Help, and I want to preface this by saying that the reason that I had him stick out for this one is the number of companies and crazy projects and ideas and things that we see come across the table every day that need your help, that could be used by Squad
Absolutely.
Help. Seemed like he'd be the perfect person to sort of validate this conversation. So thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So why don't we start this whole thing off by just telling us what Squad Help is?
Absolutely. So Squad Help is a crowdsourcing platform, and we help companies come up with great names for their businesses. So let's say you're a startup and you're looking for a name. What you can do is you can launch a naming contest on our platform. And we have a community of about 60,000 people who contribute different ideas. So, you know, you just have to provide a little bit of details about your business, what your business is about, who might be your target customers. And within minutes, you will start getting ideas from people who are across the globe. All you have to do is, as those ideas come in, you just rate those ideas. You can, you know, click quick buttons saying, I like it, I don't like it. Or you can provide some feedback that I love the direction you're going. Can you give me some more ideas along those lines? So it's kind of like an instant brainstorming with hundreds of people. And while that's happening, our platform is checking for trademarks, it's checking for domain names. So we're kind of vetting all those ideas that are coming in. In the end, you pick one winner, one idea that you like the most, and that person gets paid the prize amount for the contest.
So that's awesome.
So it's kind of it's a game, but it's a serious business model because we have helped so far more than 8,000 companies come up with a great name across the globe. We have a community, like I said, about 60,000 people who are on
this
platform.
Just to give you some perspective on this, and you know, you guys, Sean, obviously know this very well. When we sit in pretty much anywhere. I go on rants about like a bunch of random stuff, and we have new names of pages and stuff showing up all the time, and I can't help it. But I want to give you an example, and I think that I want to know if I'm hitting this right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that every entrepreneur who's listening to this show, and you know the dummies that aren't listening to this show, have this problem. Last night I was supposed to be go to bed. I wake up early and come to work, and I literally 1 o'clock goes by, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:45 goes by. I'm still staring out at my phone because I was looking for a name for an entertainment platform. I was trying to figure out what would be a techie name mm-hmm. that is trending with younger people, but also catches the vision that I have in my mind for what this looks like, and also isn't something that already exists. And then I'm going through things like Thrillist and Chicagoist and Reader, Chicago Reader, and all these different things, like trying to like read through, like, all right, we're kind of like this, we're kind of like that. So literally, I didn't sleep all night long, essentially, because I would kept going, looking through stuff, and then I would immediately go to GoDaddy and try to search for the domains and look at Twitter and see where, you know, what was trending and words like that. So in this particular case, had I started doing this like 9 o'clock, I could have written down essentially what I'm trying, my objectives are, what I'm envisioning, and left it to thousands of people's ideas to come back and be like, hey, you know, check this out. And then I could have gone to bed and woke up like a normal person.
Absolutely. And, you know, you will need to provide a bit more details about, you know, what kind of business it is, differentiated.
Yeah.
And, you know, crowdsourcing is such a model where you do need to be engaged. So, of course, you will post that project and you'll get a lot of ideas, but then you need to give some feedback. Are they going in the right direction? And the moment
so it's like
you start
101
giving them,
designs, but for ideas.
Exactly. It's basically for names, and we have built so many features around naming. We've added a lot of, features around quality scoring because it's very easy for anybody to join the platform and start submitting ideas. How do you make sure those ideas are actually good? So we rank people based on the quality of their ideas, and they get to participate more on our platform. We have added a lot of gamification features, so people get to earn prizes, earn badges, leaderboards. So there's a lot of interaction, and people love to a lot of these people come from background with word games, or they've been spending a lot of time in solving creative problems, but this gives them an outlet to help real companies come up with names. And it is instant. Like you said, you launch that project 9 o'clock in the night, 9:02, you will have ideas in your inbox. And from that point on, every few minutes, you'll start getting more and more ideas. As you rate more ideas, you'll get even more ideas that are closer to what you're looking for. Most companies end up finding a name within 3 or 5 days of running a contest, and they end up having about 500 to 600 ideas during that process.
So I'm kicking it to you, Sean. I mean, here's an application where I think maybe you could use this, and correct me if I'm wrong in this. We are writing, you know, always trying to find kind of click-worthy titles and headlines and things like that. You could essentially write the intro for a show of like coming up or like something, an event. We're going to do the next Technori event. We don't know what we're going to call it. Right now I call it Technori event April. That's what I call it. You could actually write down the intro of what it is and then have the crowdsource say like, hey, you know, based on all the things that we see here, I think it'd be really cool if it was called this or, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. It's just not companies. I mean, we have people who are launching new products.
Naming children?
People launching, not children, not that, not that, but launching new books, new movie titles, documentaries. So we've been used by companies. I mean, we just keep getting amazed by the types of opportunities in which everybody needs a name. And, you know, it's one thing to go alone and think about all these ideas, but to get all the creativity and get people engaged in that process. It just creates a much different outcome.
How would you use this?
Well, the first question is, can anyone be a part of Squad Help? Can anyone be a part of the squad?
You can be, yes. Anyone can sign up, but we monitor how good your ideas are based on how well your ideas are kind of being liked by people running the contest. So it's kind of like Quora.
Yeah.
The more upvotes you get on your idea, you will get more opportunities to join. And if your ideas are not being liked, then your opportunities to join contest will go down. So over time, what we have is a pool of really high-quality people. Some have been on the platform for a few years. They submit some amazing ideas because, you know, they've honed this skill and they've helped hundreds of companies. So, yes, anyone can join, but over time, how much can you contribute will be based on the quality of the work that you do on the platform.
Yeah, I think what I like about this is, you know, from the Technori side of things, on the media side of things, we have to spend so much time coming up with branding, like every story, every video, every show that we do, we spend so much time thinking about it. So for me, I'm thinking to myself as part of the squad, it would be so cool to just like get those repetitions in where I'm thinking about it for other people. I feel like it gets that part of your brain more well-oiled to start churning out a more attractive title to your product or story or whatever, or child, maybe if that avenue opens up down the road. But I guess the general question I have for you, and I think it's a bit of a thought-provoking one, but like, why is it so important to get the name right?
You know, naming is the first thing people see. Your customers would remember you based on who you are, especially if you're starting up. Every business who is starting up, not many of them are fortunate to have a lot of resources and capital to spend. So you need to maximize the opportunities of your advertising and your marketing. If you have a name that is catchy, the name that is unique, if you have a name that stands out, it'll be that much less effort for people to recall that name. So if your name evokes something about your brand that has, you know, that connection, that it can build an instant connection with the customers, that will make your job that much easier to, you know, scale your business and connect with more and more customers. So I feel name is very, very important. And having a unique name that resonates with your brand, I mean, that is something that everybody wants, but it's hard because more and more names are getting taken and it just becomes a very painful process to think of great names.
I feel like, I mean, I love this, but at the same time, I'm thinking as a person who's like a kind of a domain stealer person thing, like, damn it, you're going to have like a whole group of people all searching domains like whenever a crazy idea comes up and they're going to steal every domain that exists.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's a competitive platform. If people submit ideas, their motivation is to win these contests.
Sure, because that's how they get paid.
So if they buy the names that they're submitting, there is no opportunity for them because, I mean, they're not going to get paid in that case because we only allow
them. Well, yeah, I didn't mean them. I mean the people, like all these companies, like, you know, they're not going to use your award winner may not be the one that it ends up being.
Right.
But it probably, in a lot of cases, and not to lump you into the thing with the 101 designs because it's definitely different, but I used 101 designs as like a, I have no idea where to start.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to throw these ideas out, and then someone kicks back to me a couple of brand logos and color schemes and stuff that I was looking for. I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I think I could start with it. And then I just sort of iterate on it on my own and send it on to somebody else. So I suspect that this will be the case
as well. So that's a great point. I mean, a lot of companies, when they come in, they actually don't know what is a good name. So they start getting a lot of these ideas. And what we offer on top of that is what we call a name testing service. So let's say you get hundreds of ideas and you really like five of them. Now you're not sure which one to pick. What we then do is we reach out to your target customers. We have partnerships with survey agencies. We will reach out to your demographics who will be using your
survey
product or service.
See if they like it.
And we will see if they like it. And we will give you very quantitative feedback around 70% of the people like this one name.
That's
so
awesome.
You are, you know, going in with much better validation that if I pick this name, it's very likely it'll connect with my customers. And therefore, I'll be, you know, there's much higher chance of me being successful in the
business. You know what I like about this? It adds so many more brains to the mix so I don't have to keep continuing to follow all the .lys. If I have to look at one
exactly.
more company, it's a, oh, wait, don't we have one coming on next? We don't have one coming on that's a .ly, do we? Oh, I was kidding. No, it's an FY. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, the namelies and things like it's just like, yeah, I get it, you know, but it's just like that was the tech thing a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and
I mean, they're cute names, but at some point, I mean, you have to be careful about trademarks and those issues. If somebody has the original name taken and if you have an LY, I mean, if you scale the business, usually you run into those kind of issues.
Yeah, right? For sure. So, you know, the last question I have for you is sort of how, you know, how did you get into this? This isn't like, what was your background?
So this is more of an accidental startup.
That's how the good ones start.
I come from a technology background. You know, I've run a lot of online businesses. I launched the Sears.com platform. I led that team. And I've worked with several other companies. I was looking for a name for another venture that I was looking to launch, and I was struggling. Every idea that I thought of was either taken or it was horrible. So at that point, I thought, I mean, it would be nice to have a platform where, you know, you could just connect with others and get their feedback. So I just launched this platform more as a resource for companies to start using and companies to start getting ideas from people. And over time, as we continue to kind of add more features based on word of mouth, more and more people started using it. 8 out of 10 customers who used it, they loved the experience. That's when I realized this has, you know, huge potential. And then I did some, you know, analysis. Across the globe, more than 50 million startups launch every year. Everyone needs a name. And more than that, there are companies who are launching new products every year. So for that, I mean, the market is huge and the opportunity is so unique that if you're able to bring together the people who have the right kind of the creativity and connect them, you know, I felt this was a great opportunity and that kind of got me into this.
This is fantastic. I really do think this is great because, I mean, I thought from my standpoint, like I said before, 100 Word Designs, Fiverr, things like that, really helpful.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, marketed in a way that's not overly, you know, expensive. And it's, I think it's a great tool. It's a very cool story. And thank you so much for coming in here. How do people find out more about Squad Help? How do people become squad, you know, join the squad? And how do people use it for an actual tool?
So to join, all you have to go to squadhelp.com. You can sign up as a creative. You know, there's some verification we you need to go through. But within, I know, a few minutes of signing up, you will get couple of contests assigned to you. You start contributing, and as you kind of participate in those, you will get more and more contests assigned to you. And if you're looking for a name for a company, all you have to do is just go to the same website, squadhelp.com, start a contest, fill out the creative brief, and then within a few minutes, you'll start getting ideas from our community.
That's awesome. Very cool. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Scott.
This
is a pleasure.
Great. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.